23 minutes to 12 on 3AW. You're listening to A Movable Feast, joined by Steve Quatermain this week, who is king of the campers, I believe, Quarters.
Not.
He's not at all, but we do want to know from you, what are your camping cooking tips? What are the dishes that you cook when you're away? How big an effort do you go to when you're camping? Do you sort of take everything with you? Do you catch your dinner when you're away? 96900693. Plenty of debauderly to give away today. The reason we ask, our next guest, Dani Valente, is a food writer, a cook. She's queen of the Thermomix. And the last time I spoke to her, I think she was about to go camping. From memory, it was somewhere pretty far off the beaten track. But seriously, the list of things she told me she would get up to cooking wise on that trip, I was blown away. Dani, where were you going?
Well, I think I just come back from our January trip to Cape Conran in East Gippsland, which is such a beautiful part of the world. And we go with a big bunch of people, and food is a massive part of it. I'm definitely into the beach, but I'm always thinking about the next meal, just like I am every day of the year.
But every time we go away, and I guess whether, you know, you're overseas in a beautiful city or camping and burning all that energy, you are generally thinking about what you're eating next.
I'm totally food driven, and I think it's such a great experience to cook outdoors and, you know, to do that sort of communal living for a few weeks. I just love it.
When you go away camping, how long do you camp for?
We went for 3 weeks this year.
Yeah. 3 weeks?
Yeah. So we have one trailer that's devoted to food. We have, depending on how many people there are, maybe 4 Eskies lined up, and they're kind of, we might be a little bit crazy. They're a little bit organised. So there's a dairy esky, there's a veg esky.
Oh, that's way too organised.
We've got a sack of oysters under the trailer. And where we go.
So what, just on ice? Like, do you just
No, because if they're not opened, you can just, as long as they're damp and they're not in the sun, they'll keep. So you just can put them in the shade of the trailer, make sure that the sack is damp, and then we just open them to order. And we've actually trained the kids to open the oysters. So we can just we can get the Prosecco open while the kids are
Shucking oysters is fraught with danger at the best of times.
Well, as long as they got the gloves on they have a little bit of a tutorial. They might not even eat them, which is great because it's more for me.
Exactly. And in terms of facilities, Dad, so Cape Conran, I haven't been. Are we talking powered sites?
No, it's unpowered. So it's bush camping. We bring gas stoves, but we also do quite a bit of cooking on the fire.
Yeah.
So grilling meat. Grilling meat over the fire, but also a bit of camp oven.
And so that's meat you've had to keep cool. Do you have generators or that's all on ice?
What's the storage of you for 3 weeks? How do you store food safely?
Okay, so we do offer supplies, and we also have people coming and going. So for example, my brother came down from Melbourne. I gave him very specific instructions about which meat from which butcher and, you know, what cuts we wanted. So I think that's part of the pleasure, like shopping for camping. I mean, I'm not a shopper, but I don't mind shopping for food. I love it.
Yeah.
And shopping for camping is great. So I know you already think we're crazy with our organised eskies, but I will also admit that there's a spreadsheet involved.
I love a spreadsheet.
Too organised.
I don't go on a holiday overseas without a spreadsheet.
Yeah. I have to give props to my friend Annalisa, who is the master of the spreadsheet. I'm just a user of the spreadsheet.
So I want to get back to the basics of camping, because I have actually been camping since I think I was about 16 years of age. What about the tent? How sophisticated is the tent? Because there's so many amazing products these days.
Yeah, yeah.
How many sleep in the tent?
Well, we've evicted the children. So
not that I want to get too personal here.
You're so cute, Quarters. Like, are we talking a tent?
Yeah, we're in a tent.
Do I have to start there?
Oh, look, you know what? There's people in our crew that come in vans in the pop tops. My husband loves a bit of camping gear. So he chose our tent, which is one of those ones that you're supposed to be able to put up in 5 secs. But, you know, sometimes there's a few little adjustments that need to be made. It is actually a magnificent design. I think it's called an Oz tent, and it's really cool. It's canvas. It's nice. Like, you can, you know, look out the window and you can see the goannas walking by. It's really nice.
And my daughter goes on camps all the time with school. One of the good things about camping is, I see these days when we have to go and buy all these, they've got some amazing products now.
Yes.
Technology is incredible. Things like lights and clothes and cooking stoves.
Yeah.
It's very advanced now. It makes it a lot easier.
It does make it easier, but I mean, we keep our cooking set up pretty simple. So we've got gas, we've got a gas stove. I think the one thing that totally transformed our camping setup as far as the gas cooking goes is a paella pan.
So a big flat round pan.
This is not camping.
It is. It's so camping. So, because, I mean, paella's a backyard, you know, it's a backyard food. It's an outdoorsy thing already. Mm. So we just do that. But the paella pan gets used for paella, but it also gets used for amazing fry-ups.
So you just use it as a hot plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Like, what is better than out in the bush, the smell of bacon cooking?
Yes.
kookaburras come around, they want to be part of that party. So yeah, great for eggs. I do naan on it, so just flatbread, which is just like anyone, you get the kids involved, bit of flour, bit of water, you know, damper, yes, but you can also do flatbread on in the paella pan.
So funny. So my childhood growing up, and we had more a camper van. We used to go down to Cape Patterson, down on the Bass Coast, sort of past Phillip Island towards Inverloch.
Yeah, down the same way, yeah.
And our camp cook setup was one of those orange gas bottles just with the hot plate on top. That was the like that's it. That's all we had.
Yeah,
Other than I think there was probably a gas cooker in the van itself.
Yeah.
But it was whatever you could put on a hot plate.
Sure.
That was
kind of it.
You know, it was chops, it was sausages, salad.
Yeah, look, I think there's, you know, you can go either way with a super simple can of baked beans snag kind of thing with the cereal boxes, those mini boxes, like everyone fights over the Cocoa Pops. You can go that way, or you can just, I guess, step it up a little bit if you love the food experience.
Do you forage?
No, we don't forage, but well, except for abalone.
I was about to say. When I looked at, I might have stalked you on Instagram, actually, Danny. And I had a look at some of the things that, and the most impressive thing. So what, you guys go diving for abalone down there?
Personally, I don't, but some people in our crew do. They go fishing and they go diving for abalone. The other thing we foraged for, which is a couple of hours down, is oysters and mussels.
Ah, beautiful.
So oysters and mussels off the rocks, just
stunning.
Doesn't
get any better than that.
Yeah, that's really good. But where we are, yeah, you can dive for abalone. And it gets to the point where the people who just love the diving are just like, take our abalone. We're so over abalone.
How do you cook it? What do you do with abalone?
So you want to tenderize it. So you give it a little bash and then stir fry. We just do it super simple with a bit of garlic and a bit of butter, nice and salty.
Quick?
Super quick.
Yeah. It's a bit like scallops, really.
It's like, I mean, it's one of those foods where you want to either do it really fast or really slow. Yeah. And we go fast.
96900693. We're talking camp cooking. Brenda, Trevor, Jeff, Graham, Glenda, hang on. We are coming to you afterwards, but plenty of room for calls and plenty of debauchery to give away. We're speaking to Danny Valente, food writer, queen of the Thermomix, and also a cook. To find out more about Danny and for cooking tips and recipes, go to dannyvalente.com. That's V-A-L-E-N-T. You're listening to A Movable Feast on 3AW at 16 minutes to 12. 12 minutes to midday on 3AW. Steve Quartermain is here. We are speaking to Danny Valente. We are talking camping, cooking. Brenda, what have you got for us?
Oh, hi, Kate, Stephen and Danny. Happy Easter to you all. Some years ago, my husband and I, we hired a camper van to go from Darwin to Katherine, then across to Broome. I decided one night in Kununurra to make some damper. The good old early settler's meal, and it's cheap, readily available ingredients. Well, I couldn't believe it. Cooking it over the hot coals, and suddenly these people from nowhere just pulled up their chairs, sat around our camper van. I said to my husband, did you invite them? He said, no. There must have been 25 of them sitting around suddenly because I could smell this damper cooking. But we met people from all walks of life, and then suddenly in the background was next to the showground at Kununurra, and we had fireworks. And I'll never, ever forget that night, just out in the open, natural beauty, and the damper just was so popular and so easy, but we made some great friends.
Oh, Brenda, well done.
Perfect.
Grab two bottles of DeBordley Woodfired Heathcote Shiraz. Is that one of the easiest things you can make, Danny?
Definitely. It's great. Something the kids can get involved in. You can go a little bit sweet, put some sultanas in there, and delicious.
And one thing Brenda touched on, when you're out in the country camping, wherever you might be, you get to see the sky like you don't get to see it in built up Melbourne, and you get to see a different absolute kaleidoscope of
amazing
stars and colours
and fireworks. Shooting stars.
And fireworks.
Yeah, the occasional fireworks.
Which is pretty lucky. Trevor, what are we cooking?
Camp brunch. Oh, I call it brunch because you normally don't have breakfast. Is cooking fire, large fry pan, two apples peeled and sliced on the fry pan, probably 8 rations of bacon cut up about, you know, just, I don't know, have to be 50 centimetres long. Cook the apple till it's just start, you know, gone soft, put the bacon in, cook that up, and then 4 eggs, one in each corner, and some on toast. Absolutely beautiful.
Apple, bacon and egg. Love it. Thanks, Trevor.
Fantastic. I guess, you know, if you think pork and apple sauce, you know, the bacon, the pig and the apple don't mind being together, but I have never thought to do that as a brunch. I love the sound of that.
We don't mind sweet and salty together. Jeff, what are we making?
Yeah, happy Easter, guys. What we do, we tend to, I think it's very seasonal depending on what you do cook. We do a lot of fishing trips in winter, so it's very cold. What we do first thing in the morning is decent fire. We've got a 20 litre camp oven, or big cast pot, and we call it the community stew. What everyone does during the day is we'll put in like lamb chops, we can couple of bags of frozen veggies, if it's that cold up there, stay frozen, chuck them in, a couple of tins of like chili beans, and whatever anyone wants to put in it. You let it cook all day, and this pot actually goes for the week. You just keep adding, like you might have...
Oh,
wow.
Snags for tea.
Master stock.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Wow.
The community stew, that is glorious, Jeff. Is that, like, would you do much? Is there kind of the putting the pot on and leaving it there all day? Because you couldn't. You can.
I mean,
you've
got to keep an eye on it, because I guess we're camping in summer mostly, so that you need someone definitely watching that pot all the time. Yeah, I mean, I love the sound of that. You know, it's like the magic pudding, the pot that never stops giving.
Hi, Graham.
Hey, how you going? Look, one of my favourites, and Danny stole my thunder a bit with this, but the paella pan, and actually cooking a paella with a whole lot of, taking a bit of the old stew idea, a whole lot of things in there. The art form in the paella, though, is actually making sure you're a bit pre-prepared with the right rice. That's the key.
Yeah.
The Spanish rice makes a big difference. And like the other person said, that people come from miles around just from the smell of it as you start cooking it.
Oh, could you imagine? Seriously, if you were on one of those nearby campsites, thanks, Graham, and you're sitting there with your chops on the barbecue and someone's doing a paella next door.
Yeah, and it looks so beautiful too. Look, there's nothing wrong with the smell of a chop, Kate. Let's just get that straight.
I tell you who cooks a great paella is Sly.
Oh, Sly of the Underworld.
Sly's one of the great cookers of the paella.
He's actually sought after. I believe he now does it as a party trick. He will actually go out for people.
He does many party tricks, Sly.
Don't even go there, please. Very quickly, Danny, you had something you wanted to mention. Speaking of camping cooking, is something coming up?
Yeah, definitely. So High Country Harvest is about to happen in the northeast of Victoria, and it's such a good festival, around 50 events. But there are a few events that are around camp cooking. So there's a couple right over in northeast Victoria, one at Clack Clack and one at Toowong, where one of them, you learn fly fishing, get a lesson in fly fishing, and then sit around the fire and enjoy a beautiful camp stew. There's another one at Rutherglen at Jones Winery, which... You can participate in cooking on the fire. There's going to be a dessert, a soup, main course, all off the fire, and just amazing. So check out highcountryharvest.com.au for all those details.
Fabulous, and one of the most beautiful parts of Victoria. Danny, thanks for coming in and joining us. To find out more about Danny or for cooking tips and recipes, head to dannyvalent.com. You're listening to A Movable Feast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Search A Movable Feast 3AW. It's 6 minutes to 12.